Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Karen Bissell. Good morning, you, Karen.
Good morning, LaVon.
Karen, you've offered to have your home available for people to come and see all of the good things you've done on the Christmas Walk, which is coming up on December 4th. Are you all ready?
Pretty much. I have a few last minute things to do.
Yes, and that's would be logical, right?
Right.
And thank goodness you've had some pretty good weather to get lights out if you want to do outdoor things.
That's right.
Yeah. So what kinds of things do you do outdoors?
Just the lights mostly, and then I have pots that I put a lot of greenery in and pine cones, and I have some ideas maybe for my brick path out back. I haven't accomplish that. Yeah.
Well, you got a few more days.
Yes.
Here. Yeah. And I, you know, mentioning the pots, that's something that sometimes people don't think about is that, yeah, they have the pots all year long with other green things in, and come winter, they just put them all away. But you kind of take advantage of that with some other things for the winter season.
Yes, I do.
What kinds of things do you use, Karen?
I use evergreen, and there isn't a lot of places in town that you can get the real evergreen, so I had to get the evergreen out of town. But
okay. You don't ever go out and cut your own.
Yes, I did do that also.
Yeah, because you have a few green trees you could probably do a little trimming on.
Yes, and I want to get a big branch and spray paint it white and maybe try to put lights and things on it.
Okay.
And haven't spotted the right branch yet.
So things to come, but we can all come and see those on Sunday between 4 and 7 p.m. And of course, we can buy the tickets at your house or we can buy them in a couple places downtown, but it's okay to buy them the day of the walk also. So let's move inside, Karen. Do you have a color theme or just kind of what differs?
My color theme probably all goes towards red and cream and
okay.
White.
And as I recall, you have some country things?
Yeah, pretty much all country. It's more cottage type style.
Okay.
Snowy trees and with birds and
some nature things. Because you're a great gardener, and so obviously you enjoy all those nature kinds of things. How many trees do you have that'll be decorated? She's thinking.
Two great big trees. And no, there, I guess I should say there's one in the basement also. Lots of little trees that I put things on, maybe just leave plain also.
Okay. Let's talk about those trees. Is there a theme for any of those big trees?
Birds.
Birds, okay.
And pine cones and nests and.
Are those, any of those decorations, do you save those from year to year, or you gather new ones every year?
Yes, I do save these, and if I see something unique and different, I purchase
it
also.
Do, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
And
it's quite a job. Putting it all out and then taking it all down, to me, is always kind of a big job, and kind of, I'm not sure, depressing, but it's a whole change of season when you take down all those decorations.
It sure is. I had to take all the fall stuff down, put it away before I started all the Christmas items.
Mm-hmm. Are there on any of your trees, what about things maybe you made as a kid or things that you've kind of collected? You know, sometimes people find out you're interested in such and such thing, and then you just get all those for gifts. Do you have any of those kinds of things?
Not really, because through the years, I kind of changed my theme. But the last, I'd say, 3 or 4 years, I've stayed more with the cottage, the country look.
Okay. And, Karen, you were on the very first tour. I'm not sure we figured out exactly what year that was.
Yeah, I don't know if it was 9 years ago, I believe.
So, and you've changed your thinking about your decoration since then.
Yes, I think I probably have, pretty much.
So if you went the first time and remembered it, I mean, I don't remember. Other than
yes.
Other than it was really beautiful, it was really interesting, I got lots of good ideas, I don't remember specifically. So it's all new for anybody that's coming this year.
Yes, I mean, I tried to change it around.
Great. What about table settings? Is that something you do uniquely for you and your family? Any special Christmas dishes?
I have Christmas plates that I use that I purchased quite a few years ago.
Let's talk about some of your remembrances of, you know, family now or even when you were growing up. But let's start with when you were growing up. Is there a special Christmas or a special gift or something that you remember that's like, as a kid, you just thought, ah, this is the best?
Well, I remember we only got about one gift then, not like what I buy for my family now.
Mm-hmm.
And with five kids, it seemed like we kind of destroyed the things. There's not anything that we got to keep. You know,
we used it
uh-huh. and played with it
uh-huh.
till it was ruined, I guess.
Well, you played it up. You used it up.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, are they older or younger than you?
I have one sister older
okay.
than me, and then I have a sister younger and a brother younger.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's and they're pretty close in age.
Yeah. Some of them are 5 years
okay.
different.
But growing up then, you obviously did play with each other and sometimes argue, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, I'm sure we did that, plenty of that.
But, you know, that's different than when there's one child or maybe even two that's
right.
far away. You have a different kind of growing up kind of thing. So what about now with you have children, right?
Right.
And
I have two.
Uh-huh. And are they local? Do they live locally?
Doug Bissell and his wife and family are in Omaha, Nebraska, and Tammy, the daughter, and her husband are at Hancock, Iowa, and she's a photographer.
Okay. When will you be getting together with them?
Let's see. We usually always do Christmas Eve, but
okay. As kids grow up, it gets a little more difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah, my grandson's wife, her family are from England, and they're moving. They moved back to England from Atlantic, and so they're coming back for Christmas.
Oh, how exciting.
Eve, so I have to have mine the night before,
uh-huh.
the 23rd.
Okay. So. Well, as they grow up and they have children and so on, it all gets a little more complicated,
yes.
but hopefully a little more fun, too.
Yes.
Yes.
It does.
And
I have a great grandson,
Liam. A great grandson.
Yes.
Okay.
Liam, and he's a lot of fun.
Yeah, great. Well, it's always fun to have some really young kids. They get so excited when they're
yes.
opening their packages, and it's really fun to see what all they think about. As we come into your house, are we going to come in the front door or the back door? I know people sometimes sort of want to get you through. How are we going to get through your house? What
the
are we
back
see
door,
first?
The garage door that's attached to the house.
That's
where
we're
going to
come
in.
Okay, and what do we see first?
Well, there may be a tree there.
Whoa. Okay.
And some decorations, really.
Uh-huh.
You know, I can't fix up a garage too much with a car. and then you walk into the dining room.
Okay.
And it will be all decorated also. And the table set with Christmas plates.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh. Okay.
And then...
And you mentioned, of course, living room, kitchen. We get to go to your kitchen?
Yes, we'll go to all the rooms.
Okay.
We'll go from the dining room into the living room. And
do we get to go to the basement, too?
Yes, we do.
Okay, because you said there's a big tree
yes.
down there, too.
Yes.
Okay. Any fireplaces in your home, Karen?
Yes. The living room has a fireplace, and then the basement also has.
Because those are always fun to decorate.
Yes, yes they
okay,
are.
So.
Enjoy that mantle.
Yes. We're talking to Karen Bissell about the Christmas Walk, which is coming up on December 4th and 4 to 7 p.m. And, of course, it does benefit Victim Services Family Crisis Support Network. So, Karen, I know that Family Crisis Support Network and all the people involved really appreciate your time and effort okay. because... I know you always decorate like for Christmas, but it kind of puts a little more pressure on, doesn't it, when you know you're going to have hundreds of people coming through your house?
A little bit, because I thought, you know, I better start. And I started but probably the first week of November
uh-huh.
because uh-huh. I have so much to bring up.
Right, right. And, you know, we haven't yet tell people where you live.
2405 Chestnut Street.
Okay, so go out Chestnut Street, and I'm sure there'll be a sign or balloons or something
yeah,
they'll put
I'm
out
sure.
there to let people
I'm
in.
Sure
and you're,
they sort of,
you're kind of up on a little hill, right?
Yes.
When you turn in your driveway, you'll go up this little hill. So, folks, you want to be sure to visit Karen's house. Did your husband get involved at all?
Yes. I mean, I can't say that he decorates all of the living room and upstairs area, but he did get involved in the basement.
Good, good. So we'll come to appreciate both the work done by both of you on December 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. And thank you very much, Karen, for visiting with us today.
You're welcome.
And until next time, here's a thought. The shortcut to anything you want in your life is to be and feel happy now.